This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
At this time of year, many parents start thinking about new schools for next year. You might have a little one starting kindy for the first time, a child moving on to high school, or maybe you're just not happy with the school that your child's attending and you want to make a move. The Australian Institute of Family Studies has been looking into the reasons that Australian parents choose the schools they do. Dr. Justin Colson is across this. Hi, Justin.
Hey, Katrina, nice to talk to you.
Yeah, I have to confess, Justin, that choosing a school is something that, you know, I really have agonised over, and I think a lot of mums do, but men seem to be a little bit more relaxed about it. Do you reckon that's true or not?
I don't know of any research that tells us that there's a gender difference. What we do know from recent research is that parents are experiencing high levels of stress and anxiety related to their children's school, and specifically school choice. Which school do I send my kids to? Do I just send them to a local public school down the road? Do I put them into an independent school, a Catholic school, a Christian school? Do I homeschool them? Do I unschool them? There are so many options. And there is so much noise about where to send the kids. And then there's that whole thing where once you make a decision, it's really hard to change it.
That's it. You've got to stick with it. That's where the pressure comes in, I think.
That's right. And you know, if the children haven't settled in within 3 months or 6 months, you know, they get three quarters of the way through a school year and they're struggling, and you think to yourself, well, what happens if I change? The limited relationships that they've got, the limited progress that they've got, we might lose that. And what happens if we put them into another school and it doesn't work out as well as this one? What do we do then?
Yeah. So what are the main factors that influence where we send our kids? What are parents choosing by?
Well, according to the Australian Institute of Family Studies, they've just published an update for the longitudinal study of Australian children. It's been going on for some years now, looking at 8,000 families around Australia. What they found was that government schools are still the major provider of primary school education in Australia.
Mm-hmm.
Then about 19%, so about one-fifth of families send their children to Catholic primary schools, and 12%. Send them off to independent schools. But the reasons that those choices are made, generally it comes down to what's convenient, especially in primary school. So if the primary school is nearby and it just works, then that's what people...
Yeah, generally they've got to do something really wrong for you to not want to go with the local primary school for a lot of people. What do you think that parents should consider when choosing a school, Justin?
I think that the school culture is the most important thing, and that's something that's hard to really get your head around until you're in the school. But, you know, there are people who will sit down with parents and say, well, this is how we do this, and this is our behaviour management strategy, and this is how we did on NAPLAN, and the reputation of the school is very important to us, and all those kinds of things. And frankly, when I hear those kinds of conversations, I roll my eyes just a little bit. I don't care about NAPLAN. I care about how my children are going to fit in. I don't care about behavior management plans. I care about relationships. And so I think that we're kind of looking at these things that are measured that aren't necessarily the best metric, the best way of understanding what's going to work best for our children.
I thought it was really interesting, actually, out of that Australian Institute of Family Studies survey, that for most people, academic results weren't the main factor. That's not what they care about the most.
No, certainly not in primary school. As kids get into high school, that does start to shift a little bit. But, yeah, look, I think that what this research shows is let's go for convenience first, which is fair enough. I mean, we're all pretty busy. But, you know, I hear so many parents complain that they're not happy with their children's school. Because the school might struggle to deal with the child. And sometimes there are other schools that can be more helpful, more beneficial. It might be that you've got a child who has some special needs.
Okay.
Maybe they don't like noise. Maybe they want to be able to run around and play and move more. Perhaps they've got ADHD and they need to be able to be stimulated more. Maybe they need smaller classes or whatever it might be.
Yeah, okay.
And so we need to, as parents, look at what our children need best and perhaps invest a little bit more time visiting schools, going to open days, getting to know what schools offer. You know what I think, though, is one of the most important things for our kids, especially as they get older?
Yeah, what's that?
They've got to go to school with their friends.
Yeah.
Once they feel good around the people that they're with, once those relationships are strong, they tend to do much better than if they're at a school where they don't have strong relationships.
Yeah. So, Justin, if your child is really unhappy, say they don't have any friends or things have just been bad for them and they're just not getting over the hurdles, if your child does need to change schools, how can we help them to make the change well so that it's, you know, it's worth all the disruption?
I don't think that there's an easy answer because every child is going to respond to it differently. There's a handful of things to do. First of all, if a change, and it's probably good that we're talking about it now because this is about the time where a lot of parents start to wonder, what do we do about next year? Things haven't gone well this year.
Yeah.
Visit other schools and don't just visit one, visit a handful. Get to know the other schools in the area. If you're in a position where you can afford it, have a look at what the independent schools or the Catholic schools or the Christian schools in the area offer. See what they've got to say and spend time in those schools. Most schools will give children an experience day where they show up at a school and they spend the whole day in the school getting a sense of how it feels to be there. And it's worth asking the schools if they'll allow that opportunity for the kids to just see if they feel good while they're there. It's those things. And again, looking for relationships, trying to build friendships, those are the kinds of things that will help kids feel more comfortable and ultimately make the move.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Thank you, Justin. Nice to talk to you.
Thanks, Katrina. Great chat.
That's Dr. Justin Colson from happyfamilies.com.au. And we've been talking about choosing a new school for your child.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.